You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Public consultation on Aotearoa's aerospace strategy and space policy review will close today. The consultation documents highlight the need to engage with Māori on New Zealand's space activities and engagements, though. Some commentators have argued that the consultation has been too rushed for Māori to have meaningful input. Now, I spoke to Dr. Pauline Harris, an associate professor at Te Puhai Atui, the School of Māori Knowledge at Massey University, on this matter. Māori have quite an extensive relationship with space and the environment. For those who may not know much about this relationship, could you give some insight into it?
Yeah, well, with the Matariki holiday being established and celebrated for the first time this year, that gives us a sense of the relationship that Māori have had and are having with space. So in a traditional and contemporary sense, Māori have continued this relationship with space, and through our whakapapa, Māori are actually related to the celestial, such as Rangi Nui, or through Rangi Nui, the Sky Father, and Papatūānuku, the Earth Mother. So, you know, Māori use the sun, moon and stars a lot in their everyday life, through their observations with the environment, through Maramataka, which is our calendar system for hunting, fishing, rituals. And of course, with our navigation as well, when we traversed here across the Pacific Ocean. So Māori have had quite an extensive relationship with space for a very long time, and it is continuing. It's a continued relationship, an ongoing relationship.
Now, public consultation on Aotearoa's aerospace strategy and national space policy is due to close today. Mahia Manu Whenua have mentioned how these may have been too rushed. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I can understand why they feel rushed. I mean, me personally, I've been involved with it for a while, so there's a group of us that they've been having conversations with and consultation with. But yeah, if the whānau at Mahia say they've been too rushed, then they feel like they've been too rushed, which is completely valid. But one of the things we need to keep in mind also is that if they feel they're being rushed, it's because there's quite a lot of issues to do around aerospace and space, and so some of the issues are quite complex, and it takes quite a while to be able to get your head around the different issues around space, or different potential around space as well. So that can be, that can take quite a while to kind of understand it, and people also might not realise is that there's actually two things going on. So there's the aerospace strategy and the review of the national space policy. So there's a couple of different things going on, and they're all quite involved. So it takes time to understand these things and to think about it, and then to give feedback on it.
What would you say are the most important principles that must be considered from a Te Ao Māori perspective in relation to this policy and strategy?
Well, I think the key thing is, I mean, in terms of principles, it's to be respectful, to have enduring relationships, to have honour, and to talk to Māori mana ki te mana. So I think, the key things is that Māori need to be engaged with constantly throughout the process. So they've been talking to some of us around the aerospace strategy and had some discussions around the space policy. But those sorts of relationships need to continue so that we're at the decision-making table, because at the decision-making table, that's where you make the strategies and that's where you make the policies, and where you actually discuss how funding will be allocated as well. And I think that's really important, because for Māori to be fully engaged, we want to talk about our issues. Okay, the issues around this, up-and-coming technologies and the way processes are done, but also we want to be able to at the table for potential and innovation and the development of Māori with our capability and capacity development, and supporting entrepreneurs and supporting businesses and the like. So that's really, really important in terms of these kind of principles of enduring relationships, honouring te tiriti, and talking to us all the way through the development of these policies and strategies.
Now, Māori have already been quite involved with the aerospace sector, whether it's with Rocket Lab, Mahia, or Project Tawhaki as well. Is there anything else Māori need to be at the table at in regards to the sector?
Well, like I said before, definitely the decision-making, processes. We need to be involved in the resourcing, and we need to be involved with funding, allocation and designs of those sorts of things. Yeah, but, you know, that real discussion around educational opportunities as well. I mean, I think I mentioned it in the previous answer. Those are the sort of things that we really need to kind of focus on in terms of how Māori need to be at the table throughout the whole pipeline. And some of us are, but like the previous question you asked also around there not being enough time. So I think there needs to be more time and more resourcing around going and speaking to more iwi and more Māori communities around the country about how we want to see our aerospace sector develop, and what are the opportunities and what are the issues around those, around these sorts of technologies and processes moving forward.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, well, I think there's a real opportunity for Māori to be involved here, and something I didn't really mention before is that, you know, we're involved in other areas right now. You know, there's Māori that are involved as engineers in space. There's people with architectural backgrounds involved in space discussions and developer technologies. There's Māori involved in space medicine, which I am a complete fan of and think it's really amazing and interesting developing field. And I'm an astrophysicist myself, so, you know, there's a few of us who are involved in that. But I'm really excited to see how we can create opportunities for our, not just our rangatahi, but for our established mature students, researchers and our businesses and the like, to really kind of grow across the whole breadth of the system.
That was Dr. Pauline Harris, an associate professor at Te Puhai Atoi, the School of Māori Knowledge at Massey University, speaking about the public consultation on New Zealand's aerospace strategy and space policy review, which is scheduled to close today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.